I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Pleasing You, written and read by Lou Kane. Note that this story contains the use of Daddy as an honorific. I loved sitting at Daddy's feet. I felt so safe and warm wrapped around B's calf, cheek pressed against their thigh as they absently played with the short strands of my hair. I chose this position whenever I got the opportunity, which was why I was currently trapped between B's legs and the couch and clad in nothing but my underwear while the credits rolled on the movie we'd just finished. "Ready to go to bed, kitten?" B asked, tugging on my hair and sparking sunbursts of pleasure along my scalp. It was late enough to crawl into bed together, but I didn't want to give up the comfort of my position yet, or the chance of something a bit less innocent. I bit my lip as I quickly shook my head. "Let's stay up a bit longer then," B said, stroking my cheek. "Would you like me to read you a story?" A smile bloomed on my face and green eyes met brown for a brief moment before I pressed my face into their open palm. Sometimes the ways I enjoyed being cared for by them butted up against a lifetime of fierce independence. I'd learned to lean into the embarrassment and enjoy the way it made me wet. "Yes, please," I whispered. "Good," B said. "I'm going to use the bathroom. While I'm gone, grab your favorite book so that Daddy can do just that." B padded out of the room and I scrambled to my feet to search the crammed bookshelves next to the couch. I settled on an essay collection I thought we'd both enjoy, dog-earing my favorites before returning to my spot on the hardwood floor. B reappeared a moment later. They sat down, legs spread, and patted the inside of their left thigh. I eagerly shifted into place, positioning my face where they requested. Contentment thrummed through me as I handed them the book I'd chosen. "What a good choice, pet," B said, admiring the cover as they ruffled my hair. "Let's get started." I smiled with the pleasure of a job well done and settled into place. As their low, melodic reading voice washed over me, the sleep that had moments ago seemed as far as the moon rushed into place. My eyelids drooped as I ran my hands along B's calves and feet, rubbing and massaging wherever I could reach. Lost in the rhythm of their voice, it took a moment to register the rustling. Reluctantly, I cracked open an eye and discovered B touching themselves through their jeans. I whimpered, but I didn't dare make more noise. They continued reading like they weren't slowly unzipping their jeans to take out the cock they must have donned in the bathroom, as if I weren't completely and utterly distracted by how badly I wanted to touch. I lifted my head off their thigh and was immediately pushed back down, the cover of the book they'd been reading pressing into my skin. I yelped as I absorbed the pressure, scrunching my eyes closed as if that would ease the force of it. "Don't you want me to read to you, kitten?" B asked, voice sickly sweet with concern. It was their dangerous voice. Something dark and covetous flared to life inside my chest at its appearance. "Yes, Daddy." "Then keep your face where it belongs, sweet one," B said, pressing the book hard enough against my cheek to wonder if it'd leave a bruise. A moan escaped me at the thought. "You'll distract me if you keep acting like a little slut," instead of the good girl I know you are. I bit back a mule at my favorite name. I'm sorry, Daddy. They lifted the book off my face, picking up where they'd left off as if nothing had happened. Words washed over me, but it was as if B were speaking a different language. I couldn't tear my eyes away from the hand moving in my periphery. Please, I whispered after a full minute of stillness had fully spent my remaining willpower. My eyes were as round as they could go, bottom lip set trembling as I reached for them. Can I please touch? I promise I'd do a good job. No, B said, batting my hand away as they shook their head with disappointment. Ask again and I'll make you sit in the corner. I pushed down the pout working its way to the surface. I wanted to be good, really. Daddy's goodest girl who was always eager to please. But I also wanted to touch. Even when I was trying to be good, I couldn't help but ask for things. Especially when B had their cock in their hand and my mouth was right there, and if they'd just let me. Lean back, B said, stroking their looped up cock in a way that made it impossible for my eyes to travel anywhere else. At least until they grabbed my chin hard enough to force my gaze up to their face. Such a naughty girl, and here I was, thinking you could be good for me. I can, I squeaked, guilt flooding my system. I'm sorry, I promise I'll be better. Words don't mean much, pet, when there's no follow-through, B said, nails digging into my chin hard enough to make my eyes water. You only needed to be quiet and still, but you couldn't even do that. Maybe you need Daddy to teach you a lesson, Lucky for you, I'm patient. I know you want to be good. It's not your fault you're such a little cock slut. I bit the inside of my cheek, unsure if pleading my case would help or hurt. B must have sensed my hesitation because their grip tightened before releasing me. A smile graced their lips, and my stomach swooped with the promise in it. Practice, kitten, B said. That's how we'll turn you into the good girl I know you can be. And since you can't keep your hands to yourself or your eyes where they belong, I suppose that's where today's lesson will start. You'll turn around, set off that cute underwear of yours, and show me that gorgeous cunt and pretty bruised ass, and you'll stay there until I tell you to move. If you can do that, then you'll get to touch. Aren't I nice? I whimpered, hating and loving my punishment in equal measure as the wetness between my thighs grew. Yes, Daddy. B shook their head, disappointment again lacing their actions. Yes, Daddy, what? I bowed my head. Yes, Daddy, thank you. Good girl. Now do as you're told. I dropped onto all fours and turned away from them before wiggling out of my cotton underwear. I hated losing my view, but I especially hated being entirely exposed, with nothing to distract me from the fact that they could see all of me. My chest grew hot under a spreading blush, and I forced myself to take shallow breaths as their hand ghosted along my ass. B crooned, tracing a finger along my wet cunt. Looks like someone's eager. I do hope you manage to follow directions. If you can't, I might decide you aren't allowed to come at all. Everything for your own good, little one, to help you learn your lesson. They dipped inside me and I moaned, pushing my hips backward to feel more of them. But instead of fucking me, they smacked my ass. Again and again until I was crying out with the pain of it. And the want. As long as they were touching me, it didn't matter if it was pain or pleasure. When I was in this place, they were one and the same. They had ceased, and when no soft touches took their place, I whined with loss. My hips swayed in place, propelled by hope and need, but nothing came. My head dropped against my chest, pain gasps exiting my lungs and feet. "Stay still," B said, breathless enough to know they'd almost lost themselves in hitting me. My cunt clenched at the obviousness of their desire. "You'll make me lose my head, moving like that. And I think we both remember that isn't allowed." "I'm sorry, Daddy," I said, fingers scraping against the floor. "I didn't mean to do it." "Oh, I know, pet," B said. "You just can't help yourself. Eager little slut like you never can. It's not completely your fault, kitten. Daddy doesn't always play fair." I bit the inside of my cheek. Agreeing wouldn't help my current state, so I stayed quiet and still, breathing, waiting, until... "Turn around," B said, "on your knees, between my legs." Their direct command cut through the haziness of my lust and submission, and I moved unsteadily into position. I planted my hands on my thighs to keep myself from grabbing their cock and getting myself into more trouble. "Do you want a touch?" I nodded, still not trusting myself to speak as I watched their hands glide over the shaft of their cock before thumbing at the tip. A whine sprung up inside me, a reminder of the depth of my need and how hard I was trying to obey. I bit down on my bottom lip, using the pain as fuel for my focus. "I suppose that wouldn't hurt anything," B said, firmly grasping my hair at the scalp. "Just the head now, kitten." My cunt throbbed as I parted my lips, easing them onto B and swirling my tongue around the head. I sucked hard, eyes flitting up to meet B's lidded gaze. Desire flooded my veins, and I spared a moment of thanks for the hand fisted in my hair that kept me trained only on what I was allowed to touch. "A little more now, pet," I moaned as I took more of them into my mouth. Grabbing the tops of B's thighs to anchor myself, I built up a rhythm that quickened B's breathing. When their breath hitched in that way it always did when they were truly lost, I swallowed all of them. B groaned, grip tightening in my hair as I swallowed them again and again until I gagged and had to pull away. They traced a finger over spit-covered lips, but I was too lost in the pursuit of their pleasure to be distracted. My mouth found their cock and I resumed my work, lips and tongue and mouth devouring them as I kneaded their thighs with my hands. Their hips met my every movement, thrusting into my mouth with enough force that my throat would be bruised the next morning. B's breathing grew harsher and I willed myself not to gag again. Then they were coming with a shudder and it was my turn to take control. Long, slow passes over their cock before I eased them out of my mouth. I sat back on my heels, heavy-lidded and content as B came back to reality. "Fuck," B breathed, combing my hair with their fingers. "You weren't wrong, kitten. That was a good job indeed." I smiled and pressed my cheek into their thigh. "Glad you liked it, Daddy." "Very much," B said. "Now, would you like me to finish the story?" I wrapped my arms around their calf, squeezed, kissed the inside of their knee as warmth flooded me. "Yes, please." If you liked that, you can find more of me at louisecainwrites.com. And more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.